Thank you, Vanessa. Now, Jeremy on the text line says, Matty, please, please don't blame the surface. A player slipping shows again how amateur these blokes are. Incorrect footwear once again. Under 13 rep footy players wouldn't make the same mistake. JS wasn't blaming the surface at all. So not at all. I don't think the slippery surface would have changed the outcome of the game. I was just pointing it out. It was something that we had mentioned in the lead up to the game, and it happened on the very first play of the game. It was slippery, but it's slippery for both. Queensland 26, New South Wales 18. That's the scoreline after game one of the State of Origin series. Noddy Camorley, let's do the final say with Brett Camorley, as we always do on a Thursday morning, but of course the day after Origin. Morning, Nod.
Morning, Matty. How are you, buddy?
Good, thanks. So your initial takeaway from what you saw last night?
Again, State of Origin just continues to show why our game should be promoted all throughout Australia and all these magical stadiums. Showpiece event, amazing game of football. Really disappointed with the result, obviously, as a Blues fan. I thought, you know, we had a much better share of possession. We had much better field position. I thought we had better opportunities to score, but we just couldn't get that try. So I thought Queensland were brilliant the first 15 minutes of the game, and effectively they were amazing the last 10 to 14 minutes of the game, when the game became certainly on the line and New South Wales got to the lead the third occasion, I think it was.
Yeah, and when you put it like that, Noddy, you know, I'm sort of reflecting now on the game as you're talking, and the start and the end. You know, what happens in the middle kind of sort of sort seats are the route, but the very start, you're right, Queensland came out firing and they were there at the back end to deliver, and that leads to the big moments as well. Do you think they handled the big moments better than New South Wales?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, I thought, you know, for New South Wales, I thought our best player was Appy Coruscant. Tackled, played 80 minutes, was, you know, creative out of dummy half, but it was hard to then think of too many other players. I thought Liam Martin was probably New South Wales one of the best as well. So, you know, I just think positional matchups across the park, Queensland just about won every positional matchup, probably outside of those two positions. So they handled the big moments. Hamaso, the pace of the man, you know, down that left edge when they just got a small opportunity. Munster, we spoke about it, calling it all night with Jimmy Smith, just saying, you know, Munster's had a quiet day, and then at the end there he comes up with, you know, the try assist to, you know, to make the line break, and then comes up with an amazing catch from Lindsay Collins to take an AFL mark on an AFL field. The Australian fullback gets out jumped by the Queensland front rower. Just unbelievable, Matty, how it changed. And yeah, as you said, Origin's all about those big moments and the little victories. And, you know, even Ruben Cotter, who got the man of the match for the State of Origin from Queensland, you know, another player that, you know, dived on the ball just before about the 25-minute mark to go in the game, and that gave Queensland field position that they were later able to go off and score on. So they won the big moments, definitely. I thought, you know, as I said, they started the game great. The middle of the field, the game, it looked like we should have been level or leading at halftime. And we come out and we, you know, when Nathan Cleary kicked that goal from the sideline for New South Wales to lead by two, I was like, here we go. We're in front now, we're home. And then, you know, I thought we got caught out a little bit with the short line drop from DCE. I thought that was an amazing play from the Queensland captain when the game was on the line to back himself to come up with a short kickoff, and they got it back and they scored. I think about eight tackles later, they were able to score on the back of that magic play. So they definitely won the big moments.
Two players in particular from the Queensland side who stood out, who were subject of a lot of discussion, obviously. And I'm talking about Reece Walsh and the Hammer. So no Kalyn Ponga and no Dane Gagai. Had a lot of people saying, okay, is Billy Slater making the wrong call here? In the end, it's a masterstroke. And those two players, Noddy, you've been in that arena. You know that it takes a certain type of player to make it in that arena. Those two players, off their performances last night, look like State of Origin players for a long time.
100%, yeah. And that's what it is. It's about, you know, you get picked to play State of Origin, but then you show the rest of the world or your state and your country and your own teammates that you are a State of Origin player. So, you know, the Hammer was obviously talked about, you know, he might have some defence deficiencies, he might struggle in that area. Obviously, no, Latrell Mitchell probably made that a bit easier for him defensively, but, you know, two tries, a great play. The second try, the individual speed he showed down the sideline there, and then just turns to Tedesco sideways, was pretty much a great athlete. Probably, and we spoke about it last night. Could he be the potentially the fastest player in the NRL. And, you know, Scott Sattler spoke about Reece Walsh pre-game, about his player to watch. I think it's a huge call to not pick Caelan Ponga, to put Reece Walsh in. I think I referenced it last night. I feel like Billy Slater, who is the best fullback our game's ever had, would have seen a very young Billy Slater in what Reece Walsh does at the moment as a 20, I think he's a 20-year-old kid. So, you know, Billy put himself on the world stage with an amazing try on his own debut, and Reece Walsh came up with an 8 or a 9 out of 10 for his State of Origin debut. So he'll be a 30-game Queensland player. Yeah. So not good for us, but it's good for himself and good for Queensland Rugby League. And again, who better to be taught by for your State of Origin debut than you know, Billy Slater when you are a current fullback playing in the current game?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you can imagine, I'm sure this wasn't the advice, but the advice could well and truly be yourself, but be a little bit like me and you'll go okay. You know, it's not a bad one to say if you're Billy Slater. On the flip side of that, Tevita Pangai Jr., that gamble, well, it didn't pay off. And the other question is, what to do with Nicho Hynes?
Well, I was wondering how they're going to get Nicho Hynes on the field. I just thought it was an interesting positional change. Appy has the ability to play 80, which he did last night. If there's no injuries to anyone, where was Nicho going to play? So I don't know, you know, if he gets picked in game two or whether they go, we're going to pick him in game two because we probably put some pressure on our halves, or if Appy does get hurt. Yeah, I don't know. He made his State of Origin debut, which is great. He's one of the premium club football players. I'm not sure what Freddie does game two, whether he picks and sticks with very much a loyal program and says, look, this is what will win the series, or whether, you know, he goes and looks for different opportunities. Nick Trevoy, which is, would be one player that, you know, you think would come back in. But, you know, I expected probably a little bit more. And another gentleman that's probably down a bit in form, his run metres is down by about 50 metres, and he's only scored 3 tries this year, is our New South Wales captain in James Tedesco. Mm. Probably a little bit of players at the moment. Brad Fittler, the coach of the New South Wales, has got some really tough decisions to make the next 3 weeks about who he goes with, what way he goes. And, it's, you know, our record in Suncorp is not great, and it's about game-defying opportunity to keep game three alive. So I think for a few people, it's a big time in their Origin careers.
Yeah, well, under Brad Fittler, New South Wales have won just once in 5 matches played at Brisbane. I know this much about game two. It's not going to be boring up there at Suncorp. It is going to generate a lot of interest leading into it, and it's going to be fireworks, you reckon, again, when it all gets going. So just at the end of all of that and the wash-up of all of that, and like you say, you don't really know what Brad Fittler does. You can't see Queensland doing too much. Is there one person on the New South Wales side who you think is really in the frame, or do you think that Freddie just sort of takes a week or so just to really think about what he needs to do next?
Yeah, I think Hudson Young could show that he's an Origin player. I thought, you know, he didn't get a great amount of game time. You know, obviously, you know, I was unsure what happened there. I think Cam Murray proved again last night that he's a State of Origin player, and effectively, you know, he's certainly key to that New South Wales forward pack. You know, it's a balance of what you get right. Cam Murray and Isaiah Yeo are the same 2 players, you know. So you got to sort of look at, you know, Queensland did a great job where their front row or their middle forwards just ran hard like middle forwards did. They played more football probably out of yardage than they did good ball, and then they got some of those opportunities. So, you know, I don't think Origin football is about the shape and the structure and the principles. You know, I know obviously combinations with Penrith have got that, but, you know, I don't know whether the Penrith style of football comes in a State of Origin and go just copy and paste and put better people around it. So, yeah, it just certainly looked like we were lacking a bit of creativity or lacking that. How do we come up with those points? But again, wonderful defensive effort from Queensland that had 45% of the ball and, you know, the ability to just to keep knocking New South Wales away from their try line. So, you know, great defensive effort from Queensland, and it's pressure on us as a state and us as a group of people to say, let's win game two and let's get into ANZ Stadium and bloody celebrate game three.
I like your thinking, mate. Righto, let's quickly run through the tips for the weekend. We'll just get teams that you think are going to win before we run out of time. My text machine's going
berserk.
We'll go
straight to the West Tigers on Friday.
Yeah, West Tigers, so we don't even have to do that one. Tomorrow, yeah. Tigers v Raiders. You've got the Tigers. Do the Warriors get the job done here on a depleted Dolphins in Auckland?
Yes, I think they will, yeah. Obviously, you know, depleted Dolphins, you know, Wayne Bennett, they won't beat themselves. High completion rate, great discipline, but, yeah, maybe a bit short of truth. So I think the Warriors are going great, and I think this is where they can steal some victories throughout the Origin time.
Titans or Rabbitohs on Saturday afternoon?
I'll give the Rabbitohs a go. You would think some of those Titans players won't back up, so they're pretty important for them. So we'll give the Rabbitohs a victory.
Okay, Bunnies there. And then Saturday night, Sharks v Broncos.
I'll say the Sharks. I think Nicho Hynes backs up and play. You would be amazed to think those middle forwards from the Broncos back up and play for them. You know, obviously, Reece Walsh, he'll be full of confidence. He'll be keen to play again. But, yeah, Sharkies to win.
Okay, Roosters v Bulldogs on Sunday afternoon.
I did.
Do you know what, mate? I did exactly the same as you. Tommy came in before and we said, let's do our tips. And I got to Roosters, yep. Bulldogs, and I went,
So, you would never have thought that last year. I would never have thought that at the start of this year. I had the Roosters as my favourites, but they're certainly not. Actually, no, I'll go the Roosters. I think they'll be good. Give me the Roosters.
Okay, you got the Roosters. Cowboys or Storm?
Storm, thank you.
Storm there, and then Panthers v Dragons.
Panthers. Panthers should win. Now, interesting what happens at the Dragons over the next week again, isn't it?
Yeah.
See what happens with their off-field dramas and search for a new head coach now. Another new head coach.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Noddy. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
Brett Camorley there, part of our neutral call last night here on SEM. We had all bases covered, and it was Noddy, Jimmy Smith and Scotty Sattler with that neutral call. And, of course, we'll back up all again both tonight with our coverage of women's game number one, State of Origin from CommBank Stadium, and then for the men's series into game two up there at Suncorp Stadium. We need to take a break. 0457 736 736. I'm going to rip through as many texts as I can and take your calls after this.